You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, what's going on with Alexa?
New feature coming to your Alexa device, the Echo Dot, and the Echo Show, the whole Alexa lineup. I guess you can now summon medical care with a simple voice command. Earlier this week, Teladoc Health, whoever that is, they announced a partnership with Amazon to launch virtual care. It's a virtual care service. So now users can connect, users of the Alexa can connect with health professionals anytime they need to talk to a doctor. They do the old, "Hey, Alexa, I need a doctor." And then it'll send it over to Teladoc, the call center, and then your Alexa will start ringing. And you pick it up, and there's a doctor on the other end saying, "Yeah, what's up? What's your problem? What's your rash look like? What'd you do to your toe? No, it's just a cold." And I think it's great. It's going to be available 24/7 for non-emergency needs. So as a parent of young children, I can see where this would be beneficial. Like if your kid accidentally ate something they're maybe allergic to or something and you need assistance right away. But then on the other side of it, my question reading all this was, do doctors like this? Do they like diagnosing people over Alexa now? When it's just all these probably, you know, if you think about it, it's probably going to be 80% like goofy calls.
Well, that's
or
the
things
thing,
that
know,
are
said,
simple fixes. I have a headache, you know.
Yeah, you said, you know, non-emergency.
It's not emergency.
The problem is when you tell people that, in their minds, they're like, well, it's affecting me, so this is a damned emergency, I'm telling you right now.
Right. And
so it will be abused.
It will, and I'm just wondering, if, like, all these poor doctors who could be out saving lives, you know, they have to call people now on the Alexa and be like, okay, where did you hit your elbow?
Well, that's not the question.
How does
really?
It hurt?
Like, I don't know about you, but my little country doctor who sees after us, he's really big on making sure that you get in there at least a couple of times a year, whereas doctors in my past were always once a year. Yeah. He likes booking office visits like crazy because he knows
sure.
I have to put that, you know, insurance card down and he's going to, you know, bill for it. So my question is, who's getting paid and how are they getting paid for this? Are doctors volunteering
know.
Their time?
And that's the thing. You know, with the Alexa stuff, you got to initiate skills and whatnot. You know, if you know, mm-hmm. if you know, you know. So I'm wondering if you use this service, if it dings your Amazon account and you kind of get charged every time.
There you go. Yeah.
That's how they would do this, I would
think.
Well,
that might cut down on the abuse of the system,
right.
too. If you
right.
know that every time you do it, you're going to get, a $25 copay or something.
Right. You'd maybe stop.
You know, and there's another question, because you were asking about, you know, how doctors feel about it.
Yeah.
I've already talked to some doctors in the past about how they feel about the whole WebMD thing.
Oh, sure, they hate it.
They're not crazy about it. I mean,
no.
And it's weird because it's this balancing act, right? It's, oh, my God, I need to find out right now, you know, what these symptoms mean.
Yes.
And it can help bring something to, you know, a doctor's attention. But on the other hand, people do this self-diagnosis thing, and sometimes it makes stuff even
and it
worse.
All ends in cancer if you do this on WebMD. I mean, everything that you read on there will freak you out, and
it
eventually
all
leads
eventually.
To cancer on there.
Yeah, right.
Come on, start reading all the, you know, the issues, and it always ends up there. But at least this, you're avoiding that, and you're actually talking to a real doctor who is, you know, probably talking to the 50th person that day about the cut they got in the hand. Or people are going to be like, I was just stabbed. What should I do? Or you're going to get horrific calls.
Apply
you know?
Pressure.
Anyway, the only reason we really talked about this is so I can go, hey, Alexa, set an alarm for 2 a.m. There.
I love that. You know, remember the time my belly button fell out?
It's an iconic story.
How can you forget it?
How
right?
can you forget?
I called that 1-800 nurse or call a nurse or
mm-hmm.
something. That's the only time in my life I've ever done anything like that. Because I was freaking the hell out. And
yeah.
I did a dial a nurse. I can't remember what it was
yeah.
called. And it was
it's
the funniest
the
thing.
Nurse, yeah.
Because I'm telling her, she can probably tell that, I mean, I was relatively calm. But she could probably mm-hmm. tell from the tone of my voice that I was really concerned. And she was like, sir, it's not a big deal.
It's just old skin, sir.
It's just an old part of your belly button plug from your innie, blah, blah, blah. She's like, it's fine.
You'll be fine. But it smells really bad.
That's what I said. I go, why does it smell so bad?
We need
she
to
goes,
bring...
it's essentially your umbilical juices from when you were born decades
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, it's good for you. You're going to be like, I was just stabbed. What should I do? Or you're going to get horrific calls.
Apply
you know?
Pressure.
Anyway, the only reason we really talked about this is so I can go, hey, Alexa, set an alarm for 2 a.m. There.
I love that. You know, remember the time my belly button fell out?
It's an iconic story.
How can you forget it?
How
right?
can you forget?
I called that 1-800-NURSE or call a nurse or mm-hmm. something. That's the only time in my life I've ever done anything like that. Because I was freaking the hell out. And yeah. I did a dial a nurse. I can't remember what it was called. And it was the funniest thing. Because I'm telling her, she can probably tell that, I mean, I was relatively calm, but she could probably mm-hmm. tell from the tone of my voice that I was really concerned. And she was like, sir, it's not a big deal.
It's just old skin, sir.
It's just an old part of your belly button plug from your innie, blah, blah, blah. She's like, it's fine.
You'll be fine. But it smells really bad.
That's what I said. I go, why does it smell so bad?
We need
she
to
goes,
bring...
it's essentially your umbilical juices from when you were born decades ago.
Yeah, it's good for you.